Parko, shisha tvachim, voice to Menachas Bedechik, voice to Shnei tvachim, Sheberich, Kachoyarin, Roichiv Yosef, base tvachim. Therefore, it was a little bit wide. The Aron was 2 tvachim wider than it needed, Lashilat, for little of Kurtzoinai. So, you're able to put your hands in there to move it out, and those 2 tvachim, be able to put in and take out the Sefer Torah. This is all good according to a Meyashita, that it was 15 by 9. So, there's room in there to put in the two Luchais. And the Sefer Torah, it all fit into the urine. Yeah. Now, this is according to Rabbi Yechonin's Shita. It goes according to Rabbi Meir. Now, the other Shita is Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar. No, the Amor Bas Chamisha Tvachim Hoyu Aronosi. The urine was a keli. The kelim were made only from 5 tvachim to the Amor. Man Tana the Amor Bas Chamisha. Who holds that also? Bas Chamisha Tvachim. Rabbi Yehud goes according to Rabbi Yehud's Shita. The Tanina we learned, Sina Tamon we learned over there. We have Yehudu, Rami Yehudu says, Ames Habinyan Shisha. The Amor, anything for building of the Mishkan Lada Beis Hamikdash was made from 6 tvachim, was the Amor. Shel HaKelim, when they went to make the Kelim, all the measurements were Chamisha. Each Amor only had 5 tvachim to it. The Yehain, Orin, Kli, Hu, and the Orin is also considered a Keli. Therefore, the Orin, Is Ames, was only 5 tvachim. Now, Al Daitet Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, do Omar, like he would say, the Amos shall chamisha tvachim hoya, that the Amos of the Orin were only 5 tvachim. Now, Orkoi also shnei mosa tefach, umachza. So how long was the Orin? It was only 12.5 tvachim. Why? The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Amosayim v'chatzi Orkoi. 2.5 Amos was the length of the Orin. Amto chamisha. The amto hey, so you have 2 amos. That's 10 tvachim. O palgus amto and a half of an amo treya polik are 2.5. So kitsa together it's 12.5 tvachim. That's how long the urn was. Now the dalad luchos hoyeboy. They put inside here the dalad luchos went in there. Shnayim shleimim for the last 2, or shnayim shvurim the first 2. Tehsev the pasuk says asher shibarto v'samtim biurin. We dash in the luch, the shivre luchas were also put into the urn. Each luach was 6 tvachim long. The rochbon shisha tvachim. Together, each one was 6. There's 3 and 3 was 6. Now, tain orkon shel luchos liorkon shel urn. Put the 6 along of it. When the shtayim is shom chati tefach. Or you'll have over just as chati tefach. In other words, the 4 times 3 again is 12. So put it straight across, you're going to use up 12 tvachim in the urn. And how much is left over? Just the chatzi tefach. Etzpa l'kaitzel mikan, v'yetzpa l'kaitzel mikan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say the wall of the urn was even smaller. It wasn't the chatzi tefach, it wasn't 2 etzpois, it was only etzpa. Each wall was only 1 etzpa wide. So this etzpa here and etzpa over there, that's how you get the half of the tefach. So inside, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was only exactly 12 tvachim long. So if you have each luach, which is 3 tvachim wide, so 3 times 4 is 12, it fit in perfectly across the urn. And we'll soon see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe's Sefer Torah did not go inside the urn. There's no room for it. Roch b'shel urn, how much was the width of the urn? Shiva tvachim umachsa. 7.5 tvachim. Because the pasuk says, Amo v'chatzi roch boy, it was 1.5 amis wide. Now amto chamisha, 1 am according to Rabbi Yehuda is 5 tvachim. Or palgas amto, another half of an amo treya poling, a 2.5. So together you have 7.5 amis, 7.5 tvachim. That's how wide the urn was. V'dalad luchos hayibud, they put the 4 luchos in there. Shnayim shleimim and shnayim shvurim, 2 whole ones and 2 broken ones. Yechsev, because the pasuk says asher shibarto v'samtim biurin. Now halucha is hoya, kol echod v'echod orkon shisha tvachim, v'rochbon shisha tvachim. The luchos was 6 tvachim long, and two together was 6 tvachim wide also. So tain rochbon the roichbon shel orin, v'nishtayim v'sham tefach u'machza. When they're sticking out now, the 6 tvachim long, that was the width of the orin. So you have 6 tvachim long in 7.5. So how much you have left over? You have 1.5 left over. Is nishtai rishom tefach umachza? You have 1.5 tefach left over. Is etzpa lekaitzel mikan? The etzpa lekaitzel mikan. You had a half, 1 etzpa here, 1 etzpa on this side. So the kid said there was still 1 tefach left over. chatzi tefach mikan. Now inside, the leftover taka, chatzi tefach on one side, the chatzi tefach mikan, lishilit. Stam, in order to be able to put the luchas in easily and take the luchas out, so you also had a half of a tefach on this side, half of a tefach on this side. So the actual length of the six tefachim were going along the width of the urn, and the width inside, we're saying now, was seven tefachim wide. So you have a half of a tefach here and half of a tefach here, and the six tefachim were straight smack in the middle, and this where we say now it was 12 and a half, is also very good. That's how long you needed 12 tefachim for the four luchos here. Each one was 3, so that's 12, and the extra half was one etz per here, one etz per here for the kosher. But there's no room, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was no room to put the Sefer Torah. It didn't fit into the Oren, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We'll soon see later, what did they do with Moshe Rabbeinu's Sefer Torah? The Gemara, Ketzad Osa Es Oren. How did he go and make the Oren? Ketzad Osa Betzal Es Oren. How did Betzal go to make the Oren? Rabbi Chanina Omar, Shalosh Tevois Osa. He had 3 different boxes he used to make the Oren. Shtayim Shozov, 2 boxes were made from gold. And the middle box was made from wood. Nosan shelzor b'shaleitz. He put in the middle one was the gold. He put into the box one, into the wood one. B'shaleitz b'shelzor. Then he put the wood one into a gold one. So on the outside and inside was full of gold. V'tzipeyu d'siv. The pasuk says he's supposed to mitzapa curve it up with gold. V'tzipisoy sezov tor. V'bayisu machutz. So it's very good. You had inside and outside gold. What does the apostle have to say to tzapenu? Pshita, like you did it all already. If you have a golden box outside and a golden box inside, so it's all already covered up with gold. So what does the apostle mean to tzapenu? You should cover it up. Lohavi svasoi hel yonim. The top covering. In other words, the urn, true, all around it, the outside box was made out of gold. But on the top piece here, what you really would see on the top piece is one box you see from gold, the middle one you see wood, and the inside you see gold. So on the top of the urine, you'd see the wood here. So that was the mitzvah to cover that up also with gold. We look on top of the urine, on top of each wall of the urine, the complete wall looked like it was gold. So that was this mitzvah to mitzapeyum, fill up the top of each piece of the wall, that you should not see the middle part that was made from wood. It was only made from one box. The whole urine was made out of one box. Not out of 3 different tables. Abizoy v'tipeyo d'chsiv, v'tzepisoy sezov tor, v'bayisu machutz, then it's very good. You're supposed to, vaisos was made out of wood, and used to, tzepel, used to cover it up inside and outside. It's all over, they had to put gold all around the box. So that's the pshat abizoy, matam lem tzepenu. What's the extra with tzepenu? Like pshito. Once you say, according to him, was really only one box, and you had to put gold all around the box, so pshita, the gold had to go on top of the box also. Like all around the box, you had to cover it up with gold and inside and outside. So there's no chiddush to say you have to cover up the top part of the gold. As according to the first man, the sapeyu means make a box inside and the box outside. So we don't know about the top of the box. But according to Rish Lakish though, it was only one box. And the Torah says put gold inside and outside, so pshita, you have to have gold all around it. Even the top part of the box also has to have gold on it. So what do we dash from the extra pasuk tzapenu? What do we marab? What else has to be covered up with gold? Is Amar Pinchas lohavi ben nesla neser in between like one sheet of wood and nesla neser between one sheet of wood and the other sheet of wood also put gold there. However, you could stick some gold, stick the gold into the urn. Nesla means from one plank of wood to another plank. He says, "Nami yitzap izod." The Gemara will learn Kro. The Chol Heichod Efsho Tzapoisay Zov Yitzape. Any place possible to put some gold in it, put some gold in. Al Butzipu Elyon, but to cover the top of the Urin, the Rishim Malakish ain't Sarach Ribi. You don't need an extra pasuk for that. The Leigora Mishama Koymis, because according to him, the main box was made out of wood, and the pasuk says cover it with gold. So Pshita, you have to put gold all around the box. So rather on the top of the box, also has to be gold. So what do we need the extra pasuk to cover it up? That means ben nesla neser, between one sheet of wood and the other sheet of wood, also try and stick some gold in there. Ketzad hoya luchas tuvim. How was it written exactly on the luchas? How many dibros were written on each luchas? Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel loimer, chamisha luach zeh, v'chamisha luach zeh. That's the way everybody usually learns like this, that's the way we're taught, that the two luchas, there were 5 dibros on the one side of the luchas, and 5 dibros on the other side of the luchas. Shnei Luchos 5 and 5. Hold it, see, that's what the Pasuk says. Vayichtaveim al Shnei Luchos Avonim. Write the Aseros Adibrus on the two Luchos. Supposed to be Darshin, Chamisha Luach Zeh. There were five Dibros written on one Luach. Vechamisha Luach Zeh. And the other five Dibros were written on the second Luach. That's the way Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel learns. For Rabbanan Amri, no. They learn Asora Luach Zeh, Vyasora Luach Zeh. Each Luach had the 10 Dibros written on them. In other words, it was written twice. The Aseros Adibrus was written twice. Once on the right side, once on the left side. Hodich said, that's what the Pasuk says. Vayagad lechem es brisoi asher tzivu eschem lasos aseres hadvorim. Is what I mean aseres? Aseres means a Lashon Ravin. Mashma 2 times 10. Hidarshins al soro al luach zeh. 10 dibros are written on one luach. Ve'asoro al luach zeh. And 10 was written on the other side. Because each one had the aseres dibros written on it. He says, but or better still, he dashens. So aseres hadvorim v'yichtevein al shnei luchos avonim mashma di asora kol evin k'siv yim lo kein aseres hadvorim lomli. What's supposed to say aseres hadvorim for? So the aseres hadvorim, like extra teachers, each one had 10. That's the way Rabbonin say. We have Shimon ben Yochai yoyme esrim aluach zeh. The esrim aluach zeh. No. It was 20. No, it was two times was written on one luach, and 2 times on the second luach. There was 40 altogether. Tichsev vayichteveim al shnei luchos avonim. He lasens esrim al luach zeh, 20 on one luach, the esrim al luach zeh, 20 on the other one. The Kabbalah says vayichteveim mashma shiuksuvim shnei povim al kol luach. 2 times on each luach, and each side had 2 times the aseres hadibros. So together it was a 4 times, 40 dibros were written on it. We have Simoy Yoyme, no, Arboyim Aluach Zeh, 4 times was written the Aseres Dibros on one side, V'Arboyim Aluach Zeh, and 4 times was written on the other side. There were 40 dibros on one side, and 40 dibros on the other side. For each tablet had 40. The Pasuk says, Mizeh U'Mizeh Hen K'suvim, Matruga. It was like a square box, it was written on all 4 sides of it. Matruga means like a square. So each tablet was like a square, that on all 4 sides of the square was written the Aseres Hadibros. So each tablet had the Aseres Hadibros written on it 4 times. So it was 40 times on one side and 40 on the other side. Mizel mizehen k'suvim, haino beiz ba'orka obeiz pomin al shnei tzidei rochbay. 2 ba'orka and 2 on the rochbay. V'yal shetach shalamala shalamata lohoi k'suvim. On top and bottom it had nothing written on it. And that's the Lashon Yerva of Matrugi, says Meruba, Lashon Yovin. In Greek, it means square. Notice the tablets were square, so on all 4 sides of it was written the Aseres Hadibros. So Kitz was written 40 and 40. Chananya ben Achai, we have Yeshua Aimer, Ben called Dibur v'Dibur, in between each Dibur and another Dibur, on the Luchos, was the Dukeho v'Yos Yosel Shatorah, was written in the Dibros for the Diktuk and Osir Shatorah. Those things were written in between each Dibur. Says Ben Kol Dibur V'Dibur, Hoy Iksuvim Dikduke Torah. It's exactly what the Duke Torah doesn't say here. Although it means the Pirush of the Dibros, it means Pirushim, Yisoidos, but other things were written inside the Luchos also. We just know the Aseres Hadibros, that was like the main writing. But in between one line and another line, there was also things written there. Yisoidos HaTorah were written there also. Dikduke Torah were written there also. Shasan Dikdukel V'Yos Yosel Shatorah. The Yosis of the Torah was also written there. The Pasuk says, "Mumoloyim b'Tarshis," that was filled up like a Tarshis. That means Kiyama Rabba, like a big ocean. Says here, Kiyama Rabba sheshmoi Tarshis. That's the name of this ocean. V'uhayam ha'godol. That's the Yama Godol. V'umolei mine dogam harbor. It has a lot of fish inside it. So a lot of different fish. I mean, a lot of different things were written on the luchos. And the Shum ben Lokish could have imotei hadin krom when he came to this krom, Mumoloyim b'Tarshis. Heavy Omri said, Yofo Lamdeinu Chananya ben Achai. He learned this very good. There were a lot of things written on the urn, on the Luchos also. And Yeshua says like this, Maha Yamazeh, just like the ocean, Ben Gal Godol, Gal Godol, between one big wave and another big wave, Galam Kitanim, there are small waves in between. It's kach the same thing on the Luchos. Ben Kol Dibur V'Dibur, in between one Dibur and the next Dibur, were written on the Luchos, Dikdukeh was Yoseh Shatera. The Dikduk, the Medagdik in the Torah and the Oisis of the Torah, heit Yisoid Yisatera, were also written on the Luchas.
The Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Tanchuma, is Kshiyos Kumi Rebbe Pinchas. That, like the first says, Kshislef Ne Rebbe Papa. The Tanchuma says, yes, this Kash in front of Rebbe Pinchas, that what the Kroi Kreb Yehudi Daikib Loi Kreb Meya. He has a Rai from the next Psukim, it's Mashm according to Rebbe Yehudi Shita, and not according to Rebbe Meya. There was a Yehudi Shita was only five, each arm was only five Tzvachim, and therefore there was no room for the Sefer Torah to be put inside the urn. He says, Asi Kreb Yehuda, Volei Asi Kreb Meya. The Psukim come out good according to Rebbe Yehudi Shita, and not according to Rebbe Meya Shita. But my time with Rebbe Yehuda, why is it good, what's the time of Rebbe Yehudi Shita? The Sivkos, the Pasuk says, Lo Kuach es Sefer HaTorah Hazir, take this Sefer Torah, V'samtem Oisoi Mitzad Aroim Bris Hashem. And where should we put it? On the side of the Yoron. So it's a right of Yehuda, that the Sefer Torah of Moshe did not fit inside the Yoron, but it was put on the side of the Yoron. Because inside the Yoron there was no room for the Sefer Torah. There was only enough room for the four Luchas. And now Adai the Rebbe Yehuda, according to Rebbe Yehuda, do Omer, you have to say like this, that Heichen Hoye Sefer Torah Nosen, where did they put the Sefer Torah according to Rebbe Yehuda Shita, is Kemin Gluskiyo Ostolo Mibachutz, there was like a cabinet, like a box on the side of the Orin, for your Sefer Torah Nosen B'Seichai. And inside this cabinet, inside this Gluskiyo, that's where they put the Sefer Torah, but not inside the Orin itself. So this is a Pasuk Araya to Rebbe Yehuda. For the Gemara, my time with Rebbe Meir, no, not the Kasha, but what's the reasoning of Rebbe Meir? Where is Rebbe Meir's Raya to say from the Psukim that the Sefer Torah was put inside the Oren? There was enough room even for the Sefer Torah to fit inside the Oren. They say, because another Pasuk says, V'nosato es ha-kapuris al-horen, we put the kapuris, that's the top covering, on top of the Oren, milmalo on top, the yellow Oren, and into the Oren, a tita and a sedis. You should put the Yedis, Pashto means the Torah, Asher Eten Elecha, that I will give you. So it's Mashma, what? That first they put the Kapuris, the covering on top of the Urin. And first, later on, there was a time when they put the Sefer Torah inside the Urin. And like the Korban Eidus says, that the Hevel Elamichtav Tchilav Yel Urin Titin Esedis really should have said first, if it's only talking about the Luchos, it should have said first we put the Luchos inside the Urin. V'yachakach v'nosat es HaKapuris. And then later should have said, we'll put the covering, the kapuras on top of it. What does the pasuk say? First we put the covering, and then later we put the yedus. Elavadai the yedus to kru haino sefer Torah. The yedus of this pasuk is talking about the sefer Torah. V'hi nesuna l'teichorin. This was put inside the Urim when, much later on, the soif mem shon at the end of 40 years. Shekvar hoya kapuras nosen al Urim. That then the kapur was already once put on top of the Urim. And first, later, after 40 years, they had to open it up again and put the Sefer Torah inside it. So therefore, it's very good, this Pasuk, that says, V'nosa nesa kaparis al oren, milmala, first b'shas nesias ha-mishkan, they put the kaparis on top of the oren. V'yel oren, titus ha-saidus, and then later on, we'll have to first put the edit, the Sefer Torah inside it. Asher eten alecha. So it comes out very good, according to Reb Meir Shita. So the more now, adaita et Reb Meir, which really the Mefarshim say, the growing, the grow. And the Korban Eidus trains the sheet and says, "Should be Rabbi Yehuda." He's adited Rabbi Yehuda. What does he do with this posik? Rabbi Yehuda that said the Sefer Torah did not fit inside the urn. So what's beyond this posik that says first they put the covering on top of the urn and then later they put the edus, which according to him is the luchas inside? The chura should have been the opposite way. That first we put the luchas inside the urn and then later we put the covering on top. So Gemara says, "Do Omer, you have to say ein muktim umucha b'Torah." There's nothing first and last in the Torah. In other words, even though first they actually put the luchas in and then they cover it up, still the Torah says the opposite way. Because ein muktim umucha b'Torah. Something that comes later could be said before in the Sefer Torah. And the Chiddush is, even in the same Inyan itself, Mamash we're talking about here, about the making the Oren, still it says the opposite way. Even though really, first they put the luchas inside it and then they put the kapuras on top, the Pasuk says the opposite way. Elo, what should be? V'yel oron titin es edus. First they put the edus, which means the luchas, according to Rebbe Yehuda, they put it inside the urn. Asher etin alecho. V'yachakach, and afterwards, v'nosato es ha-kapuris al oron. And then later they first put the kapuris on top of the urn. Milmalo on top. So we're going to say now Rebbe Pinchas b'shem Rav Shimon ben Levi. ha Torah she'nosan le'akodesh baruch hu le'moshe. It's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu. Is Eish Levoina Charusa B'Eish Chura. There was like white fire going in the middle of black fire. So the Korbanator says that means Eish Levoina means Heim Oisyes. The white fire was like that's the Oisyes of the Torah itself. Chakukya Magabi Eish Chura was like hollowed out in the middle of black fire. Vainu Ksav Levuna. In other words, the words look like white fire, and it was written in the middle of black fire. That's the word here. Eish levona charusa b'yesh chayra. He eish muvoleles b'yesh chatzuva, that it was like fire mixed up together. He says he eish means hatera atzum eish. The Torah itself was like fire, or blula b'yesh was mixed in with other type of fire, and me'esh unesuna me'esh, and was also given me'esh also. And as soon as he says the Korban Eidah means, Me'akadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe M'yesh L'mala. It was given to Moshe from the fire of above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fire. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, Mi'yaminoi Eish Dos L'Moshe. And Hashem's right hand, Eish, a fire was given to Torah. Now these different types of fires here, we don't know exactly what it means. The Taktan Chagatin wants to say, it goes on the Neshamas of Klai Yisrael. He says, Bisharsha Nishamas Yisrael Shen Lavushin Lamachtav Hatarish and Nishama Cholak Chelak Lakai Mimal Shen Gimel Chalki Hatarik Yidua. Kitzur, this fire means has something to do with the Nishamas of Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So up to the next Mishnah. Yeah. The Mishnah says, Heichen Hoyu Mishtachavin. He's learned before that they used to bow down 13 times. So where was these 13 times that they bowed down? So it's really connected to 13 different shurim, 13 different gates that there were in the Beis Hamikdash. That's where they used to bow down. So the Mishnah says, Arba b'tzofen. There were four of them on Tzofen on the north side. The Arba b'dorim. Four of them were on the south side. Sholosh b'mizrach. Three of them was on the east side. Ushtayim b'marav. And two gates were on the west side. Keneged shloish osa shurim. This was connected to 13 shurim, 13 different gates coming into the Beis Hamikdash. And they used to bow down by each gate. Now, Sha'orim Duroimim, the gates on the south side, Samuchim Lamarav, were near the west side. Now, Shar Elyon, the top gate, then Shar HaDelet, that's the second gate, Shar HaBcheris, that's the third gate, and Shar HaMayim, that's the fourth gate. For Lo Monikr Shmoy Shar HaMayim, why was the fourth gate called the Shar, the opening, the gate of the water? Sheboy, because through this gate, Machnisan used to bring in tsluchas shomayim, a bucket full of water, shonisach, from the water they used to get, bechag, to use it in sukkis. So that's why this one was called Shar HaMayim. Now the reason why the top one was called Shar HaElyon, in the top one, so Korbeda says, because Har HaBayis Hoya Meshupa, that the Har itself was like slanty. For Ilu Mimizrach Lamarav, went up from east to west. For Shar HaSomach Lamarav, the gate that was near the west side, who's Shar HaElyon? That's the top gate. The Yachrav after that, Shar HaDelek, what was that? Who Shar Shalesh Chaseitzin? That was the Shar that used to store the wood there. Shoyse B'Yazorah, V'derech Shar Machnisa Matzeh Marochom, Shadokim Al HaMizbeach. From there they used to bring in the wood for the Marochom. Shar HaBchiris, Shar Machnisin Shom HaBchiris HaNishchot B'Dorim. They used to bring through there the B'chiris that they shechted on the Dorim on the south side. These were the four gates that we have on the south side. Now we have Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Boy Hamayim Mefachin V'Yasidin Liyos Yoytzim Mitachas Miftan Habayis. He says what? The reason why it's called the Shar Hamayim, he says also another thing happened there. That there was like water, Mefachin, that was coming out, Keseda. There was water used to come out of there. And this really, Yecheskel said a novi about this. Vayishiven wa pesach abayis, v'nemayin yoytzim mitachas miftan abayis, kadima, zeh sharavim. Alright, the kids will see in the Gemara about this. There was a nest happened here. And from here, the water used to come out. It came out from there like a mole, pipach, cotton, like a small jar. That's how much water came out. Kisei, the water used to come out. That's where it's called like boi hamayim mefach, and the water used to come out from there like a pach. Yeah. And we see this liyos yetsim mitachas miftan habayis. The nest flapping will eventually come out from underneath the bayis. So we'll see about this in the Gemara. Vayta. Liumosan Batsofen. Now where were the gates? On the Tzofen on the north side. Smuchen the Marav, also it started out near the west side. Shar Yechonya, first one was called Shar Yechonya, then Shar Korban, and Shar Noshim, and then Shar Hashir. These were the four gates that were on the north side. For Loma Nikra Shmoi Shar Yechonya, why was it called Shar Yechonya? Sheboi Yotza Yechonya Begolusai. When Yechonya went into Golis, that's when we went through that Shar. So he went into the Golis, into Tebovel. Before he went in, he left the Beis Hamikdash from that Shar. That's where it's called under his name. Now the other Shar is here. We said the Shar HaKorban, that used to bring the Korbanis through there that was Shecht, and the Korban was Shecht on the southern side, they would bring them through that Shar. Shar HaNoshim also means that was the Shar the women used to go there to make Semicha on their Korbanis. And Shar HaShir, that was the Derech used to bring in the Kli HaShir to play for the Leviim in the Beis Hamikdash. Bamizrach, on the east side, Shar Niknor, was a Shar Niknor, Ushnei Pishpishim Hoyuloi. It had two like small entrances, two small gates right next to it. Echad Biminov, Yechad Bismurli. One on the right side, one on the left side. Ushnayim Bemarav, there were two gates on the west side. Shlohoyulahem Shem. They Bechlad didn't have a name there at all. Now the reason why one in Mizrach was called Shar Niknor, because he was the one that brought the Dalsas Mimitraim. We'll see the more new myself like that. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.